Exactly.
Blog Talk
you
Radio.
You can be faithful in small stuff. You can be faithful in the big stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did I say before the show started today?
You feel very, very, very abundant and prosperous.
I do. You know,
You're vibrating highly, girlfriend.
I really am. I feel really blessed mm-hmm. today.
And you know, we know that what you focus on expands.
Yes.
So hold on to that feeling.
Oh,
You know, again, it's so easy to look at what we don't have, to look at the lack, you know, and boy, where does that get you, huh?
Well, it gets you the same
Thank
place
you, so
you are a day.
Julie just gave me a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's so nice of you.
You're welcome. Now, the only thing you may...
And my favorite mug, my Starbucks mug.
And the small one. Just
yeah, that's
like
what
it.
I meant, the small Starbucks mug.
I may be taking a bite of food, and the reason why I had breakfast, but don't you hate it when the last bite is a little bit off? And so you're like, I may have just had one bite of something else to correct that taste.
Was it like, what? How off was it? I mean, was it like metallic or?
No. I had some chicken this morning
mm-hmm.
with some crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And my last bite tasted, I didn't even swallow it because it just tasted like the chicken was off.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some chicken before and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? So I may have end up having like one bite of something mm-hmm. real quick, but or not, maybe I'll be
maybe
okay.
Maybe it was the vitamin C.
Oh, it could have been.
It could have been.
But not focusing on that.
My cottage cheese was good.
Yay!
Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, and for us, it's the last show of the week.
Yes.
And you know, Julie, we haven't counted it, but we are very, very, very rapidly approaching our 100th episode.
I was wondering.
That's cause for delight, right?
Yes, and we should have a celebration.
100 times on our Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What a milestone.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I feel
like you won the lottery.
I feel the lottery because here it is. It's sort of like when you make a commitment towards yourself
mm-hmm.
and then you keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It builds that muscle.
Do you remember the very first one we did? We were kind of nervous.
We thought no one would be listening.
And we had like a little outline. I remember.
Yeah.
I put down a little outline, and I don't even know if we stuck to it at all.
No, I don't know either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it was an hour show.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we had a guest. I think somebody called
no,
in.
We no, we didn't have a guest. That was like the next week.
Yeah.
But we did. I think we did. Did we do 5 days that week?
Yes. Just four
that week.
Yes.
And I think so. And then we were going to do five, and then we said we could just do 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And then we changed it to 45 minutes.
Yep. And that was like perfect though.
It was perfect because our day starts at 9 here in the Midwest. We have clients and stuff like that. And so we were like kind of like running around like chickens with their head cut off with, you know, trying to get, you know, go to the bathroom, get everything ready before, you know, when the show goes off at 9 and then our day starts. So that extra 15 minutes is so luxurious.
Yes.
It just feels like an hour.
Well, you know what? It's that extra time to regroup. and refocus so that our clients get the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they deserve.
You know what? I want to just thank you for being my partner during these 100 episodes.
You're welcome.
It's been
ditto.
So lovely. I mean, there. You know, when my mom died, I did the, like, I did 20 minutes or 25 minutes without you because you were, she was actually in the hospital and
right.
She hadn't died. It was like she died on a Wednesday and it was a Monday and you were there. And I mean, it was a long 30 minutes by myself.
You know what? I understand it completely. And so there are times when you're just like coughing, you know, or going drinking something. I'm like, this is when I have to be by myself and carry it. So yes, I feel the same way. And
I still appreciate. I'm just my heart is just so open to appreciating my life right now, appreciating you. Appreciating 100 episodes, that is so amazing to me.
Well, appreciating our group, the people that come and
I
listen
know.
Live
and
archive.
Isn't everybody like, I mean, everybody's, we've only had like one person, and that person didn't stay. That was kind of creepy, you know.
Right.
Just talked about, you know, kind of very conservative.
Very,
extreme kind of. Cultish something. I don't really know. But otherwise, I mean, everybody's been lovely and generous and supportive and, like, gets it, understands it, and really desires to aspire to have. I mean, why we get up? I mean, we have people in California that get up at 6 o'clock to set their day straight. That's why we get up at 8 to set our day straight, to get an alignment to all the good things. And
you know what? I know that I feel better because my 10 is a different 10 than it was 100 episodes ago.
I know.
And there's only one reason is because when people listen, and as a group we chit-chat and we talk about the spiritual laws of success and feeling better and deliberately creating our lives,
mm-hmm.
honestly, we're really just automatically taking the lid off of our prosperity. You know, I mean letting it go wild.
You know, I was a young psychotherapist, you know, I've had my master's in counseling psychology and was a therapist for, 15, 16 years. But I can remember telling people, you know, life's a crapshoot, you know. And not that there isn't that element still, but the fact that we are now purposefully, deliberately creating our lives. Well, at first you have to understand the law of attraction.
Right.
That works 24/7.
Yes.
Or as we say, 31, but that we're always, always, always creating. We just always are. And once you realize that, now you can take a hold of the wheel a little bit more. And these are definite universal laws, a law of deliberate creation.
And there are moments when, you know, like I feel like, well, how did I, you know, why did I create this? Why did I create this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the why.
The why, yes.
Yeah,
and then I say, you know, and it's okay to say, you know, look what I created.
Yeah.
You know, I first go, why? Then I go, well, look what I created.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have to take my power back because.
Yes. Yay. You got it. You got the nail on the head.
Yes.
It really is about personal empowerment.
Yes.
And we've lost sight of that all these years. I mean, especially with a lot of the stuff that's happened in the 3D material world, we just start feeling really, really, really powerless. And really, we are empowered beings. That's our birthright. We have a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge. Did I interrupt you?
Not at all. I was just really feeling so just happy.
And blessed.
Yeah. Well, like this morning, it was interesting because I'm creating. We're just doing a lot of creating right now. Product. And,
yes, we are.
And writing. You're writing a book and we're just having this ton of fun. And, you know, I had this little desire. I'm like, I was going for my walk yesterday, and I said, well, you know, God, I haven't heard back from this one person, and I'm going to say that this person or someone that can help me with this situation or, you know, whatever, will have emailed me by the time the day is over. And last night I forgot to look at my emails because I fell asleep early. And then this morning I looked, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ask and it is given, and it was answered nice. And I also, when I was doing my walk with my dogs, and I asked, for, I go, this is what I want. I'm in alignment with it. I also said, but if it's not meant to be, I know it's only for my higher good, and I'll move on. I'll focus on the next step.
Right.
You know, because here it is. you're going to be able to deliberately create your life. You really will be able to deliberately create your life. I do it every day. You're doing it every day now. Might as well choose to do it, right? And things are still going to happen that may not be like exactly the way you thought it was going to work out. And that's, oh, and if you get it, you go, my best and highest good for here.
That's why we use the word perfect, even though it's a tough word to hear. Like, it all happens in, you know, perfectly or perfect timing. It's kind of a tough word because you look at something and you go, you look at it with your 3D eyes, right? And you go, well, how could that be perfect?
Right.
And yet we move into this higher self frame of mind. Right. We move into this, kind of a broader, more wise approach that says, the universe is on my side. The universe is orchestrating for me. And if I can't see that with my minimal vision, maybe in the fullness of time, I will understand. And sometimes, Jill, I kind of think that we are just helping somebody else get what they want. You know, we're just playing a part sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And then that is it in a nutshell. I mean, sometimes I have to go, hey, we're co-creating. I'm a deliberate creator, co-creating on this planet. I'm here, having fun, enjoying the fact that I'm going to be part of other people's creations as well. And so whatever happens to me today, they'll be for me and my desires, and it may be for somebody else's desires as well. And then you just go, wow, this is really fun. And take the seriousness out of it all.
Yeah. It really is important. I mean, we talk about going into nature and blowing off some steam. I mean, that is, and of all the stuff we talk about, it is so important because the body gets tired, of the same routine.
Yes, it does.
The body requires some novelty. And just to go into nature is pleasant. It's healing. You get to witness abundance. In its most natural form,
right?
So sometimes we go into Chicago.
Yeah. I love going to Chicago. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing it all the time, but once every 3 months, I'll go in there every other month, and it just feels liberating and fun and joyous. And then I also then appreciate
where I live.
Yes, because contrast shows you both sides sometimes.
Yes.
And then you get to pick. Mm-hmm. And I love that. But I had a hit, and maybe I feel.
What was it?
I had a hit like just somebody
now?
Somebody was struggling physically with something.
Okay.
And, and maybe we're talking to Pollyanna for them. And I want to say, I get feeling bad physically. I had that mass under my arm and I had it removed and it was, it was fine. It's healing nicely. I'm just like, it was interesting and I'm dealing with this other thing under my arm. I'm just like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, I'm having these ailments and yet this morning I woke up, I worked out, felt really strong, feel really lean. I took care of my arm the best way I know how. And I know, and I say to myself every day, it's getting better and better. Mm-hmm. I know my body knows how to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. And so there is part of that reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that itch of the contrast of where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I acknowledged it, loved it, saying, okay, now it's time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're healing, while the part of me that takes care of this is healing, I'm going to do the other parts that satisfy my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit and dwell on this part that's causing me contrast or whatever and not tend to my other parts. Now, that might, it's
that
not...
That feels just really liberating.
And so, I'm saying this because, I want people to understand that life will show you contrast. You're going to have aches and pains.
And, things are going to look poopy.
Things will happen. We're going, well, that came out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
That does not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then then somehow you ask for the better side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just like at that moment, okay, what's my better feeling at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
It may mean, well, I'm not going totally crazy with the pain, you know, mm-hmm. or you know, or whatever, or I'm feeling a little bit better today, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna focus.
I think
on
that that's what you're saying and alluding to is so important that we take charge of our feelings now.
Yes.
I mean, before years and years ago, before I got into this as a therapist, I mean, I really, I love the way you say you entertain feelings, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I would entertain the lower feelings.
Right.
Like if I was feeling sad or blue or depressed, I mean, I actually now, ever since you said the word entertain, I picture this like, it's like a red room. It's like got velvet and kind of red velvets and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and candles, you know, and very, very seductive, you know, wine. And, you know, Mr. Blue comes to the door, and I'm like, oh, won't you come in? And, you know, look what I have laid out
Mr.
here.
Mr. Blue.
I've got candles and some sad music.
Yes.
And some wine, and we are going to have the best pity party, aren't we? We're
and
just
here, here's
go
a
and
big
wallow.
Box of chocolate chip cookies for you, and it's waiting for you.
Oh, screw the chocolate chip cookies. We're going to have some Fannie Mae chocolate.
There you go.
and so we're going to entertain.
Right.
And I promise you, I entertained.
Yeah.
I entertained well. And now we have. You know, we can use this in the reverse and entertain our most higher feelings, you know. Like Julie says, even if it's just a little tiny bit better feeling, you know,
yes.
we can entertain that. And we know now that if we entertain that for at least 17 seconds, right, another feeling comes in that we can entertain to equal that. And,
yeah. and then all of a sudden
higher.
You have 68 seconds. And at that moment, it really is igniting the universe and setting into motion all these other good things happening.
And we talk about this because it's called the 68-second process.
Yes. Abraham Hicks coined it, 68-second mm-hmm. process. And what they did, which was lovely, is that everybody, through the course of decades, you know, that I've been studying this, and even when I go back and read Napoleon Hill and things like that, I mean, really talking about how the more you think positively, the more positively thoughts come into your brain,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But here,
train your brain. You're supposed to just keep talking while
train,
I'm in the background.
Oh, thank you. That makes me
train
laugh when you say
your
it.
Brain.
So here it is, 68-second process.
I know, it's annoying. Go ahead.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, to consciously and deliberately state in the present moment, verbally thinking, you know, emotions, do all those things, align them to what you want. And I'll tell you, the universe will move towards it. And it's your job to every day to focus on that. And then when you have your thoughts mm-hmm. and your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, and mm-hmm. your actions
all lined up.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes your beliefs are like the parts that kind of take a little while to adjust to.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to just really, you know, because a belief is just a thought you kept thinking over and over and over again. And you found evidence to support that belief then once you had it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when you start thinking good thoughts and the same good thoughts over and over and over again, and you start seeing evidence of those thoughts become beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does occur.
It does. It takes time
it does
because
occur.
We've had, you know, years and years and years of programming because really you're not born with a belief. You really acquire it
right.
through your parents, through grandparents, whatever, you know. You acquire the fact that you believe, hey, that the universe was competitive. There was not
right.
enough resources to go around
right.
and all of that stuff. So it's going to take, you know, some commitment and some time to, you know, release those old beliefs and put in your natural ones, the ones that, you know, that abundance is your birthright. You know, Julie, you mentioned the word focus. I love that word. When you said it, I had this vision instantly of like a camera, and I was adjusting, you know, to get into perfect crystal clear focus. And, you know, how many of us really do that? You know, how many of us really get into that clear of a focus when we're looking, you know, at something that we
right.
desire,
right?
That we want. We just kind of have this like, oh, I kind of want this because here is what my lifestyle will be like. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
And it's just kind of like
have
really
a vision.
Fuzzy.
You know, we have this vision and this dream, and that's great. And then by focusing more on it, getting more detailed, you start creating these goals that will get you to this vision and dream. And then you have more focus.
Mm-hmm. And that gets even more clear, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It so does.
And then you get to say, hey, wait a minute, I'd like to have this by this time.
Yes. And then all of a sudden you're going, okay.
Get a move on to the doggy.
Get a move on. You know, like this morning, I just woke up and I'm going, oh, you know, I've been walking every day and feeling really good. And about 3 weeks ago, I had a really hard physical week. Just had to do a lot of moving and all that stuff. So I was plumb tuckered out, you know. And I woke up this morning and going, oh, it's time to get back into my routine
mm-hmm.
of doing my core, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up, did my core, you know. And it was like, and so here's the thing. Did I beat myself up during the time I wasn't doing it? No, I really didn't. I just felt like, okay, I'm slowly getting back in the groove. I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I woke up because I know what my bigger desire was
mm-hmm.
and my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
time.
And
I mean, it's not lost on me that you're saying, and today I woke up. I mean, because a lot of times when we kind of are in a trance, you know, we kind of just do things just because it's like we're a rat in a maze, you know, because we did it the day before and the day before
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
And you know, prosperity consciousness, you know, your spiritual path, all these things really do help you wake up.
Yes. And one of the
wake up to your higher self.
Right.
Wake up to your own good finally. You know, wake up to the fact that, you know what, you don't have to freaking beat yourself up, you know, and feel guilty and all these feelings that absolutely attract more of the same.
Thank you. Because when I first, you know, I've been studying these laws long, long time. But when I first saw The Secret, I did have a tendency to beat myself up when I did not manifest things the way I thought they were going to be manifested.
You rubbed the little magic genie bottle,
yes.
and it didn't happen like that?
And I really, I'm like, well, I'm not. I'm,
you're not.
Or like, or like I had something happen to me physically, and I chose to focus on beating myself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that got me? Zero, except for feeling worse.
Probably more the same.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. I know that I'm in this big world, and it's fun to play in now,
mm-hmm.
and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I know it's for my higher self, and a lot of times it's just showing me contrast, or a lot of times it's showing me, hey, you know, get rid of this thing in your life.
Yeah.
You've been holding on to it for
exactly.
too long.
Hello.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you said you got a hit. I got a hit just now. Somebody out there is holding on to something way too long.
Trying to lose law of attraction to make it better.
And I tell you, you need to let it go.
Yeah.
You need to let it go and then immediately put the bigger, the higher desire in its place.
Yeah.
You've been holding on this way too long. And the universe is saying, are you willing to give this up? And it may be your hopelessness. I really don't know, but it feels like it's something 3D.
Right.
And you know what? Give me a shout out if it's you, because we can talk about it, honey.
Right. But, you know, this is all leading up to this idea of taking a lid off of our prosperity set point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday I mentioned this idea that we all naturally, Marcy Chamoff talks about this happiness set point, which Marcy Chamoff, she wrote Happiness
right, for No Reason.
For No Reason. And in that book, it mentions something about having a happiness set point, which I've known all my life. I'm like, yeah, I've met people who really can't break through. And I've been noticing that there are also times in my life where I've put on an abundance set point, where I can't, or a prosperity set point, or I couldn't break through that. You know, it's that idea that every month you have just barely enough money to pay the bills. And if you have a little extra, something a little extra happens that takes that money, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it never goes to what you really want to do
mm-hmm.
with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And or this idea that you never have enough money. And so so I wanted to, you know, so today when we were talking about these ideas of, you know, beliefs and thoughts and in a 68-second process, here's where you start putting in your intention. You know, if you've been, you know, feeling like if your belief is like there's never enough, every month I barely have enough money, you know, this is the month that you say to yourself and consciously, deliberately put in there, I have more than enough money this month.
Mm-hmm.
I have more. than enough money this month. I have more than enough money this month.
I have more than enough money this month.
You know.
I feel that one, Julie.
Yes.
I feel that one.
And because you know,
because,
darn
listen,
right.
We know that there are people that make, you know, $30,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $70,000 a year, $100,000 a year, and they still come to the end of the month
with zero to negative.
Yeah.
And here it is, you know.
So that's a lid.
Yeah. But and so
isn't it, don't you think?
But what'd you say?
A lid is like a
set lid.
Point.
Oh, for sure it is. I thought you said lewd.
Oh. Lewd. Yeah. Quelude.
and
take a couple with a little bottle of scotch and call me in the morning.
Yeah. So I want you right now to really, you know, it's probably the tip of your tongue, the thoughts that you tell yourself that you don't have enough money. And I want you to change that thought, write it down, a new thought, and consciously choose to say this thought and write it down as many times.
And no grumbling, like,
yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
I have more than
you see my
money.
Checkbook?
Yeah.
No, of course we have. We've
yeah.
been there.
Yeah, we've been there.
We're telling you this works.
Yeah, and sometimes when you grow, you're there again,
yeah.
and then you go back.
Yes.
You have to work again.
Yes.
I mean, it's when you expand, there always is that breaking through that ceiling, and that's life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can take off the, you know, the pressure of it, it's fun. So, you know, say as many times you want to say it, you know, but that's your job today. To change that. And by repeating that same thought over and over again, you will create a new belief. You know? Hey, girlfriend.
Yes.
Tell me how you're going to spend your $100,000 a day.
You're giving me another $100,000 a day?
I'm giving everybody another $100,000 a day, and I want you to spend it.
Yesterday, I bought myself that Mercedes-Benz camper and did some things. And then by that time that I had spent it, I was like, oh, I should have spent it on. But now today I'm going to spend it on my home, you know.
Okay.
So I'm going to buy new carpeting
Great.
For the rooms that are carpeted.
Great.
I'm going to hire painters to paint the outside porch.
Okay, great.
I would love to. I've got all white appliances. I'm going to change out to stainless steel.
Great.
I want a new dining room set. I want a round pedestal table instead of a round table with four legs.
Right, okay.
And matching chairs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have my piano tuned.
Ah, great.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a new, what's that mattress that you want me to get?
Therapeutic, what is it called? The foam one. Therapeutic. Yeah.
And you said that's, you laid in that one. You said it was really great.
It was pretty impressive.
Okay, king size therapeutic mattress.
Yep.
Delivered and the old one taken away.
Yep. Now, the ones that you can get for the therapeutic, you can get a king size, and then you can get king size that has the, like, the posturpedic that comes, like, you can, you know, raise the legs and the head.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, it's like 10 grand. But yeah, you do have 100 grand to spend
today. I do have
100
grand to spend today.
Yeah. So
done.
Done. So that's
right.
Good.
What else can I do? I think I'll do something with the back patio. I don't know what. Change it out.
Good.
And have I? And I'm going to hire someone to come in and do my walk-in closet. I want all new, like, you know, shelving and. Do you know what I mean?
An
organizer?
You know, well, the closet I had built for you isn't good enough. You know, we have a lovely home, but Mom and I we were the contractors.
Yes, we were.
And a lot of the stuff like closets and things like that, we did. And, you know, I would love to have a professional closet person come and just
look at it and say, you need this many,
you
know, things here and here and here and here, you know.
Right.
So that's what I would love.
Yeah. So today, go ahead, spend $100,000. And what it does is that it just tells your brain and your feelings. I can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying spend $100,000.
No, not saying go into debt.
I think people thought that.
We're just playing a game.
We're playing
the game of life, the game of prosperity.
I remember Jim Carrey said that he, when he was starting out as an actor, he wrote a check out to himself for $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
He knew one day he was going to make that for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally did, you know, like four movies later or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a long, long time, a couple of years, 3 years, you know. And but he did. And it was like, mm-hmm. if he, you know, you mm-hmm. wonder if he would have never had that thought mm-hmm. and then played that game with his mind.
Right.
He may not create it. So it's okay to play games.
Well, we play a game because, you know, we, you know, sometimes we're, you know, we're working on our business mm-hmm. and we may not feel like it, you know, but we go, wait a minute, we're working on a $5 million business here.
Yes, exactly.
Why would we not feel like that?
Right.
That's the game we play.
Ah, and so, you know what, that's exactly right. There's times I do that when I'm cleaning up a place or cleaning up my drawers.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, I'm cleaning my drawers right now to create space for something new
mm-hmm.
and exciting,
mm-hmm.
you know. I also, can we do that prosperity breathing today?
Let's do it.
Okay. I do this. I don't do it every day. I want to do it every day. I try to do it every day.
Okay. Enough with the...
Thank you. Should, would, could.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know why I did that. That's funny. Anyway, let's do it today. The prosperity breath is designed to increase your abundance aura. And it's just a total of 14 total breaths.
Mm-hmm.
The first seven go like a quick, forceful inhalation or inhale, and then a normal exhale seven times. And then the opposite is true, a normal inhale and then a quick exhale. And as you do this,
yeah.
you're breathing, you really imagine your prosperity aura, your abundance aura expanding around you.
And also, it you know, you could do it in private,
yeah.
right before you go into some place,
yeah.
you know. It's great. You could just do it anywhere. You
yeah,
know?
And a lot of times I feel, I actually visualize, like if I'm in a box,
mm-hmm.
I visualize the box breaking open, you know, when I'm doing my,
oh,
my
nice.
Breathing. Yes, like I totally broke open. So.
We had one person who does the prosperity breath right before she chases a fly a lot. And so she'll go and do the prosperity breath right before she goes, gets her tickets. And so far, like 3 out of 5 times, they've upgraded her to first class.
Yeah, for no reason.
Right before the...
yeah, for quote-unquote no reason, right?
Yeah, after doing the prosperity breath. Now, yeah. that is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it is cool because of the prosperity. I mean, it's just amazing.
And then one person said, oh, it's just because, you know, you're so cute or whatever. She goes, no, you try it.
Yeah.
And then he tried it, and he got upgraded to first
yeah.
class.
So I love it when the universe works like that.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah. So should we do it together real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Ready? We'll start with our quick mm-hmm. inhale and our normal exhale.
You get a count?
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Go. Great. Now reverse it. Yay.
Woo.
Woo, I feel energized.
Ooh, room is spinning.
Yep, we just took the lid, broke through that ceiling, didn't we?
Mm.
Our abundance aura mm. has been increased.
It's interesting, though, because, I mean, since we've been talking about this the last 3 days, 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
I mean, I have seen, you know, evidence of the places where I keep the lid on not just my
right.
abundance, but even on my good feelings and, you know, just the fact that I, you know, a lot, you know we're working in our business
right.
and sometimes things are many, many times things don't go as planned. And I have a tendency to go, oh, what's wrong with me? Why am I attracting this? And that's a lid.
Right.
That thought is a lid. Other people would just either, some people, you know, that are working in the program just would assume, hey, no biggie.
No.
No biggie. Just keep on keeping on. But, you know, my little brain tells me, you know, oh, what's wrong with you? You can't
right.
do this.
And now that you're aware more and
yeah,
more of
that's
it,
right.
you change it.
Exactly.
And it's like...
I mean, that's the healing part.
Yes.
The fact that you become aware, like, oh, wait, I'm thinking this way.
Yes.
That's progress.
Right.
That's huge progress because how many times in your life have we thought that and thought those things and they went unchecked?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, hey, Mom, can you do the future visioning of the 5 doors?
Sure. You want to do a visualization for that right now?
Yeah, because this is another way I think of mm-hmm. of really popping out of removing that set point
mm-hmm.
that we have.
Okay.
Because a lot of, but do you want me to explain or do you want to explain?
I think we should just do it.
Okay, go ahead. Let's do it. So go ahead. You start.
Yeah, we can do it together, you know. Okay, this is called, this is a future visioning visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And just, get into a comfortable position. Prepare to be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
just relax. And just start, just kind of breathe a normal breath, but become aware of it. Just become aware of your breathing in and your breathing out. Become aware of just really resting deeply into your chair or wherever you're at, your bed. And just allowing. As you breathe in like you're breathing in the waves of an ocean. And you're just breathing out and surfing the waves of that ocean on the out-breath. Forgetting everything that's going to come after this, and forgetting everything that just came before, and be here now in this beautiful eternal moment. Connect with your heart. Put your hand over your heart. Breathe in the energy into that area. Breathe it all around, behind, and forward, and back. Good. Now that you're relaxed, I want you to imagine five doors in front of you. Door number one on the left, all the way to door number five on the right. And these doors represent your future. Door number one, you can look at that and know that behind that door lies an awful future. You can just go ahead and peek in there and look what that looks like, even feel it, because you're protected here. It's not going to jump on you. See what that is for you. And door number two represents a mediocre future. And sadly, 90% of the population live behind door number two. So go ahead and take a peek behind door number two and see if that's for you. And then behind door number three is a good future. Go ahead and look behind that door and see what your good future looks like. And behind door number four is a better future. Better than your good future. See it, feel it. And then we stand behind, in front of door number five.
Mm-hmm.
And door number five is your portal, your door to your most awesome future. Go ahead and go behind that and see what's behind there. See what that future holds for you, what your future self looks like, what he or she is doing. I know you see a big smile on that face, right? Get to know that future. So, do you want to pick up after this?
Yeah.
One? Go ahead and go.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't remember what to do after this.
Oh, okay. No. And so, know this, as you stand in front of these five doors and you've seen behind each one of those doors, you get to pick which door you want to aim for. You get to pick where you want to live. Behind door number one, two, three, four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And it may mean that you want to choose, you're in door number two now, living in door number two, and you may want to choose to live in door number three knowing
mm-hmm.
that you're heading towards door number four.
Right.
And that's okay, because you know that it's on its way.
And you may even ask yourself, if you want to go behind door number five, how far am I away from that?
Right.
You know, what's the timeline?
Yes, exactly.
And so then work backwards.
Work backwards, yes. Knowing that behind door number three, you're on your way to door number five.
Yes. Living in a good future is truly wonderful.
It's truly wonderful. And knowing that you have this good future, your present moment is even more powerful.
It's extremely powerful.
Yes.
Most people say that their future doesn't impact their present, but when you know today that what your future is going to look like, you darn right it impacts your daily life.
And you have this, you adore the present moment, loving what is, because you know the future that you've chosen for yourself is bright and bigger and fun and joyous and abundant and prosperous. And so that's why your present moment is joyous and fun.
And I want to, just while we're here, I want to imagine that, you know, let's say you're behind door number five, right? And you want to get there, but you're in a car, and it's nighttime, and it's storming, and your lights have just not quit working, and the radio's all staticky, and you can't, you know, everything's, you know, looks weird. And you can't see. How do you feel? You feel kind of scared. You feel vulnerable, right? Well, now imagine that your lights are working, the weather has cleared up. You can see to where you want to go. The path is lit.
Yes.
And that feels better, right? And that's what we want for you. We want a lit path to that future for you. It doesn't have to be, you know, where you're afraid that the deer may come out of the road or you can't see, but you've got to, you know, we want you to have enough light to see how to get to that door that you want to get to.
Right, exactly. And so it is just about when you turn on the lights, it's just about acknowledging the fact that you get to have a great future. You get to have a great future.
And you have a pathway.
And you have a pathway. Exactly right. So now...
And that pathway is filled with, first things first, it's filled with good feelings because the nothing matters more than that you feel good. And the better it gets, the better it gets. You know, so it's filled with all those good things.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So we have 2 minutes, girlfriend.
Okay, great. Well, let's just kind of...
Wind up.
Wake up and align with having just a really, really positive, prosperous day. You know, write down those new thoughts so that you can repeat them over and over again to start creating those new beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you choose to have a better future for yourself. And I want to tell you, you're worth it.
Stand up for yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely. You are worth it.
Yes.
Absolutely. I cannot tell you how much better I feel in these last years, working the law of attraction, being responsible for my feelings.
Yes.
I mean, it's liberating. It's joyous. It works. What else can I tell you?
It works. Every day we feel better and better. And, you know.
Take the lid off.
Take the lid off knowing that your future is so bright and you get to choose it. And that makes this moment in time, powerful,
important,
whatever is happening at this moment, it's important.
And really, don't look at what is, you know, because that's a perspective anyway.
Right.
You know?
If you're going to look at what is, look at what is in the positive.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's just perception anyway.
Yeah, so that's exactly right.
Yeah. So everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Take note of all the surprises that happened this weekend.
Yes, take note of being surprised and delighted by the universe. Take note of all the things that you have in abundance.
Yeah.
You know, look around at everything that you have. You've created. Bless it. Enjoy it. You're going to create more.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.